call for more check-ins after we go through the list. And so far we have KC2ZUM, WA2ZNT, K2BIE, K2TV, AC2T, KC2GNL, and N2NBR. One more try. Any other check-ins for the net? Okay, well, getting underway, good morning to all, and it is a cold spell we're going through. We don't need documentation for that, that's for sure. But not looking forward to any major snowstorms coming, but they're sort of uncertain about what's going to happen tomorrow. So originally they predicted it for Sunday, but I guess either something changed or their prediction was wrong, one or the other. Okay, just an update on Harold, W2RII. He is in rehab, and the word that we have from his grandson, Andrew, is that is responding well to the treatment they're giving him, and he is on dialysis. And of course, he now has a pacemaker, and they're trying to get his legs working again because he had had problems with that. So, but he's in a care home at Richwood, in Paramus, New Jersey, on Richwood Avenue. In room number 40, so, and you have to tell him room 40 by the window, because that's where his situation is. So, so that's basically it. And the phone number, I know Josephine might want to give Harold a call. Very short calls only. That's all he's capable of doing. Very short telephone calls. And trying to get him might be a problem because we tried yesterday during the 20-meter net and had a phone patch, and we heard the switchboard operator, and she kept trying and trying, but there was no answer. So being that he is, you know, under treatment and they're giving him physical rehabilitation, that's probably wasn't in the room. So, but... at any rate, if anyone wants the phone number of the care unit, I have it here, so it's in Paramus. Okay, that's the update on Harold, and we did hear from N2CJM, Harry, down in Fort Lauderdale. He got on the 20-meter net asking about Harold, and we don't hear from Harry that often anymore, mainly because he resides in a high-rise building. And whenever he runs HF, his neighbors complain that their cable TV system seems to get broken up. So he's very cautious about that. Okay, let's go to the top. KC2EM, I'm sorry, KC2ZUM, to get it. W2BOB with the studio for Paris. Over to you, Alan.
W2BLB, KC2ZUM, and good morning to the group there, Joe, and George, and I think we got K2TV, I'm sorry if I, his name escapes me there, I should know your name, I apologize for that, and Paul, Bill, and John. 25 degrees up here right now. It's a bit of a heat wave from this morning when it was 10. At 4:30 this morning we had 10 out there, so it's kind of warming up there. So it's, I guess I'll put on the shorts and do some detailing on the car today. glad everybody's here and not too much to report at the moment here, so to keep the list moving, I'm just going to set it back to the top there to Bob. And hopefully we'll have a little more to say in the next go-round. W2BLB, KC2 is the UM.
Connected, W2BOB.
Okay, Alan, very good. KC2ZUM, W2BOB here with CBS Retirees Net, and K2TB is Bob. So we have two Bobs on board, no waiting. WA2ZNT is next. Josephine, good morning to you, and if you want, I can phone you if you want the phone number that I mentioned. So over to you, Joe. This is W2BOB with the CBS Retirees Net. And over to
W2BOB in the net. WA2ZNT, good morning, Bob. Good morning, Will. Yes, I've been interested in how Harold was doing. I tried unsuccessfully to reach him, too. Maybe all I need is the name of the care center, and I could call there, because I tried getting it through the hospital, and no luck. Can you tell me that now?
Well, he was discharged from the hospital, and, they don't give out information like that. But if you want, I can give you the phone number. It's the Care One at Ridgewood Avenue Rehabilitation Center. You want the number?
It's called Care One Rehabilitation Center, that's all?
The official title is Care One at Ridgewood Avenue, and it's in Paramus.
At Ridgewood Avenue. Well, all right. I think it's all right for you to give the number, even though I'm happy to have you call, but it's just a general number, not in particular.
That's correct. You have to go through the switchboard, and they're going to ask you, you have to give them the room number and his name, and it's room number 40, and of course you know his name, and they want to know, is it window or door? I guess that's where the bed is placed in the room, and it's obviously a shared room, so... So that is it, but it's area code 201, well, you don't need that, 662-0071 is the number for Care One. QSL?
Yeah, very good. Thank you, Bob. 662-00, just one more time.
Okay, 662-0071. 0071.
Got it. 662-0071. Very good. That's convenient. Window or door?
Window.
All right. Thank you. I didn't mean to put you through all that, but I thought it wasn't. It's not a private number, so I'll be able to get through. I guess. I hope, unless he's being treated from time to time. So I'll just try and make it brief. I know he can't talk long, and I wouldn't ask them to. All right, thank you, Bob. And for my transmission, I don't have much. I wanted to say maybe during the net, some of us could discuss old favorite funny songs from the past. I remember one. Let me reset. The Devil Sat Down and Cried by Harry James. That was a good one with Helen Forrest singing it. And it told the devil, a man was almost ready to go, and when he reached the divide, he saw the light, and he told the devil, go fly a kite, things like that, and it was kind of cute. So I just thought I'd mention it. Maybe some of you could think of a favorite funny song, like Three Little Fishes. It could be anything. Just a thought. W2BOB, WA2ZNT.
Okay, yeah, I'm sure we can come up with something. I've got a whole bunch of song titles, but I don't know all the lyrics, but anyway. Okay, moving right along, let's see how George is getting into the repeater now. K2BIE to get it, W2BOB.
W2BOB in the group, K2BIE. Well, Bob, you could tell me that. How is it from this spot?
That's a big improvement, George. Go ahead.
You know, it's amazing. The one in the kitchen has been absolutely wonderful all summer, and now it's dead. I don't know. You would think that that would not be the case, but I guess it doesn't take much of a change anywhere from for reflection or whatever to occur, and wango, you got no signal. Good to hear you all in here this morning. I'm sorry Bobby couldn't be with us, or Billy couldn't be with us, and I'm looking forward to talking to him, I guess, on Monday. I'll keep it very brief because I know we have a good-sized list and it will grow. I am sorry to hear about Harold. I don't know him, but he's a brother amateur, and as far as I'm concerned, he's entitled to my 73, and my best wishes for his recovery. And with that, I'll put it back to you. W2BOB in the group, K2BIE.
Okay, George, very good. Yeah, Harold is retired from CBS, and he was one of the earlier members of this net back when it was founded. So, and he had participated in recent years, but not pretty recently. So, but he is a regular on our 20-meter broadcast. Okay, let's go to Bob, K2TV, see how things are further east out here on the island. This is W2BOB. Go ahead, Bob.
Okay, W2BOB, this is K2TV, and good morning to everyone. And it's a balmy 29 degrees here. I just looked up at the thermometer. Balmy 29 degrees today, and good day to be inside looking out. We didn't get very much snow, which I'm very happy about. And I was into the CBS Broadcast Center on Wednesday, went in there for a holiday party, and I drove one of the old timers in. I can't say old timers, I'm an old timer. And that was a big mistake, driving into Manhattan at gridlock Wednesday, that's for sure. We got there, but it took a long time. And doing well here. For those who don't know me, I'm Bob, and we live out here in Copaig, Long Island, which is just over the borderline into Suffolk County on the south shore of the island here. And Josephine, my favorite, of course, is Spike Jones, who did a lot of them. But, of course, the winner is Beetlebaum. Back to you, Bob, K2TV.
Okay, yeah, I remember that. That was Doodles Weaver on that cut, so... And he was with Spike Jones for many years, that's for sure. Well, somewhere in my vast collection of LPs, I have an album by a group called The Misfits. And it's all parody songs with titles such as Good Job, Well Done, Neville Chamberlain, meaning the Prime Minister of England and the start of World War One. We'll have a hot old time in the town tonight when the Hindenburg lands today. That's another one of their titles. And one that really strikes close to home, Congratulations, Tom Dewey. In relation to his run for the presidency. It's a song saying that he might have won, but he didn't. So there you go. But Spike Jones, by all means, funny songs and parodies and everything else, really, really good. Okay, AC2T is next. Good morning, Paul. Your turn for the CBS Retirees Net. This is W2BOB.
W2BOB in the group, AC2T. Good morning, everybody. Bob, Josephine, Alan, George, and... Bob's Squared, and John, and whoever else is in there that is listening. It is cold out there today, and it's going to stay cold, and we don't know exactly how much snow we're going to get tomorrow, but I know it's coming. Matter of fact, we canceled the E session for tomorrow, because we don't want to get anybody hurt, you know, trying to get there, you know, in the inclement weather like that. So hopefully it won't be bad, but who knows? They've been predicting quite a bit. So hopefully they're wrong, but sometimes they're right. I don't know. I think once in a while they ought to really look out the window when they're looking at the weather. Anyway, back to you, Bob. W2BOB, AC2T.
Okay, Paul, and yeah, that's wise not to have the E session with the forecast the way it is. So. Alrighty, very good. Moving right along, let's go to KC2GNL and have his transmission for the CBS retirees. That this is W2BOV. Over to you, Bill.
W2BOV in a group, KC2GNL, I guess I'm the whoever else division. Not too much going on here. Good morning to everybody. We've got 26 degrees in Suffern. And, yeah, I do remember Doodles Weaver did a little comical acting as well. And as far as Dewey goes, at least they named the New York Thruway after him. And that's about it. We'll catch you on the next transmission, though.
Okay, very good. And, yeah, I also, regarding former New York Governor Thomas Dewey, I was assigned to do the engineering at the remote of his funeral in Manhattan on one of the windiest, rainiest days that I can remember. Myself and another WCBS tech were outside the church, where the telephone company had installed a termination point for the audio line that we had going back into the station. And our reporter, Steve Flanders, was in the basement of the church, where it was nice and warm and dry. Is by the time everything was over, and by the time I got back to the radio station, I was wearing a heavy coat, a sweater under it, and a flannel shirt to stay warm and dry, and I was soaked to the skin. So, needless to say, the next day I called in sick because I just felt terrible. Really, it was a very bad experience. So. Oh, well. So much for that. So that was Thomas E. Dewey's funeral. I forget what church it was, but I think it was on Park Avenue. Okay, KC2GNL made his transmission, so over to N2NBR. Good morning, John. By the way, the Alaska Railroad Show was on, it was a marathon broadcast. They had one episode after another on Wednesday night at 10 o'clock. You know, it's not normally scheduled on Wednesday. It's a Saturday show, but I guess they had a fill airtime. Over to you, John.
Okay, Bob, how'd you know?
Stumbled on it. My wife is a channel surfer.
Okay. Well, I'll have to give that channel a look-see every once in a while. Yeah, there are channels like that. And I'm starting to think that CBS does that once in a while, meaning they switch shows around all the time. You know, which is a, sort of a pain in the neck because it, you think you set your timer to record something, you know, something else comes up. So, anyway, let's see. Right now the sky is kind of mostly blue here, a little hazy. And we have northern Westchester, we have 26 degrees. Humidity is 57%. And barometric pressure is 29.89 and steady. Wind is from the west-southwest at 4 miles an hour. And so we just have to pray for not too much snow on the weekend. Whenever it's going to happen, I'm not sure. I guess it's either somebody's, I guess it's Saturday, but it may be Sunday, who knows. Anyway, That's about all I have at the moment. Back to you, Bob. W2BOB in the group, N2 NBR.
Okay, very good. Originally they had predicted snow for Sunday, but then they revised the forecast for Saturday. So I guess it's a fast-moving storm. I believe what they said was that the system is moving toward the East Coast, and because of that, when it gets to the East Coast, it will generate a new low-pressure area, which is what the snowstorm is going to be. So, because I know they were predicting snow for Tulsa, Oklahoma, I think starting today, one of our stations on the 20-meter net resides in Tulsa, and they've had some rough weather down there as well. So, okay, let's take a pause and see if there are any other check-ins this morning for the CBS retirees then. This is W2BOB signing off. Okay, nothing heard, so back up to the top it goes, and I don't have much in the way of news other than the Harold situation, but at any rate, propagation has been strange again. I think it's mainly due to the fact that the sun is setting so early. On 20 meters, we seem to lose other stations at around 4:30 Eastern time, and that's when the grid line is usually upon us, and propagation has changed. So that's the way it's been for the past week, and before that, everybody can hear everybody else, and then it's like a switch was pulled, and stations that were copying each other no longer can, so, which means that we rely on the computer and the Skype backbone to stay in touch, so, and it works quite well. Alrighty, KC2DUM, W2BOB, second go-around, Ellen, over to you.
W2BOB, KC2ZUM. You know, talking about the storm reminds me of all those years at PIX in the winter, and when the company had their favorites, they would put up in the hotel next door, and for everybody else, what was left of that engineering lounge, you know, you're lucky you found some place to chill out if they asked you to stay or you volunteered to stay, because a lot of people would call in sick, and we didn't have anything what we call really snow days, but I remember that as being in master control, especially on the night shift, it was our responsibility to make the phone calls if somebody called in. If you wanted to go home, you had to have a relief come in, so they were required to call us in master control. We took all the sick calls for the whole station, including news, and then we would transfer them to the office voicemail, and where people would leave their little messages, whatever, and then we had to make the phone calls and try to get somebody to come in, and of course you always tried to work out some kind of a deal, because someone coming in is doing a favor, especially if it's a last minute call, and I remember we would make little deals and tell people, well, you don't have to rush in, but, you know, don't make it too past, much of an hour past the out time, so that, you know, somebody can get out. It was always a hassle because they always complained. They didn't like the choices that we made of the people that we called in, and some of the TVs would always call the most expensive person in and then go down the list, of course, by seniority. You know, so it was always odd because the office never really wanted to do it. So then they created this position called EIC, Engineer in Charge, and that was part of their job. It was always a mess when it came to the calls. And primarily, most of the time, you got them in weather coming up like this. People didn't want to come in and get stuck, and especially if it was their Friday. So that's a little 2 cents from days of PIX. Back to you, Bob. W2BLD, KC2VUM.
Hey, very good, Alan. Yeah, that has great similarity to the procedure we had at WCBS Radio in master control. Whoever was on duty there, there was one outside line that was strictly for, as you pointed out, for calling in if you were ill and couldn't go to work, or if you were late or whatever, just to alert them that you know, there might be a problem covering your shift. So we had a guy who was assigned to master control, Joe Kanda was his name. I hope he's still alive. I haven't heard from him in years, but he lived in Paramus, New Jersey. And when he was assigned to master control, it didn't matter, as soon as the phone rang, it didn't matter who was on the other end. He would pick it up and say, "Why are you calling in sick?" before finding out who it was. And I do remember one time his wife had called and left a message. I guess he was on lunch hour or something. And he got the message when he came back and picked up that phone and dialed his home phone number. And I guess his wife answered and he said, "Hello, Mary, this is your husband, Joseph Kander." What a character. Real character. Okay. WA2ZNT is next. Josephine, over to you with the CBS retiree staff. This is W2BLB.
W2BLB and the net. WA2ZNT. All right, very good. And I'm so sorry if during the Dewey funeral that you got soaked to the skin and exposed, you could have gotten pneumonia. So sorry that you had to be exposed to that from outside. I don't know why they subject people who are covering stories, not even stories, happenings, that they don't protect them somewhat. Anyway, I remember that night that Dewey, it seemed positive that Dewey was elected, and then I think by morning we learned that there was a close call and a recount or whatever, and Truman was the official winner in 1948. So, okay, so much for that. And about the... You're right about Spike Jones and others. Now, I remember Spike Jones, Doodles Weaver singing "Pass the Biscuits, Mirandy," and then toward the end, I guess there was some goings on. I don't remember all the words, but he ended up by saying "Pass the bandage, Mirandy." I don't mean to laugh when I'm telling a story, but it does bring back funny memories. Maybe it is good that we laugh when we'd rather cry sometimes. So, but he had, you know, cocktails for and description of a race, horse race, with Beetle Bomb. So there were quite a few, and then others, and maybe, and I'm glad some of you remembered also. Okay. So we just move along and enjoyable net with all that we have now. It's nice, 6 or 7 people. And the snow, well, whatever it is, it's nothing new. We always get it, but not as early this time, but then who knows? And we'll make the best of it as long as the power doesn't go out. W2BOB, WA2ZNT.
Okay, Joe. Yeah, that's a good point that you made. And, well, you know, getting soaked to the skin, that was part of the job. Didn't get paid extra or anything like that. And you didn't get the merit points for it. But that was what, you know, if it happened, it happened. Goodness. We did have a tarpaulin, some sort of a plastic tarpaulin that that we, especially to protect the equipment, because we had mixers outside, and it was just a very poor, whoever thought out the logistics of the whole thing, it was very, very poorly thought out. So, and of course, we were constantly under the surveillance of the Secret Service, because there were all sorts of dignitaries at that time. So, you get to know these guys after a while. Oh, my. Okay. And if time permits, I'll tell you about the day that it was on a weekend. I think it was a Saturday. The day that they wanted to evacuate WCBS radio because the air conditioning system on the top of the building was on fire, and the smoke was coming down through all the air conditioning vents. And that was one time when we ran a line from the studios, a mic line, into the men's room, which for some reason was not affected by this. And the anchorman was all set to go on the air from stall number two. Okay, so much for that. K2BIE, W2BOB with the CBS retirees.
Bob, I'm going to have to pass on this turn. I'm moving a mattress.
Okay, let's move along then to K2TV, W2BOB here. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, Bob. Very good. This is K2TV. And just a quick comment again about Doodles Weaver. Yes. he was quite a character to see And comment about 20 meters. Yeah, the skip is running. The skip is running very, very long. At that time of night, and it's good for DXing, but not good for running a net, that's for sure. And okay, Alan, you made the comment, the hotels in the snowstorm. I was in maintenance at CBS Television, and in the last 15 years, I was the maintenance floor supervisor. I had five shops under me. And I used to try to get people in. They were very good about hotels. The biggest problem I found with CBS is they would drag their feet, hoping that the storm would go away or something. And then everybody else, like ABC or NBC, they jump in and cramp up all the hotel rooms. And that, by the time we got to us, it was... it was slim pickings. Oh, there's a name of an actor, Slim Pickings. Anyway, but they were pretty good about it, I have to say, other than dragging your feet. The one thing that used to get me, I used to have to call people in or hold people over. And I could never figure out why some guy that lives up in Putnam County or Orange County could get in, or some fella lives out in east part of Long Island here, could find their way in the snowstorm, and the person that lived down on 14th Street couldn't get to the subway. I could never figure that out. We'd have guys that would come in, it wouldn't matter what, they would drag themselves in, and they'd find a way to get in. I always thought, but they always lived out further, you know. Sometimes you wanted to tell them, well, just stay home, you know. And then actually I had a friend lived in the town with me here. I actually broke his leg coming in a storm. You know, too much dedication. But they were pretty good with the hotel rooms. And by the way, it's not going to snow that much because I got my snowblower all gassed up and ready to go. So it won't snow. That usually is the case. If I don't gas it up and leave it in the back of the garage, it'll snow.
Repeater. Repeater. Timeout. Clear.
Oh boy, I timed it out. Now my final comment is that I gassed up my snowblower and I got into the front of the garage So it's all ready to go. So it's not going to snow. If I left it in the back of the garage with no gas in it and hadn't tested it, I would get a blizzard. Back to you, Bob. W2POB, K2TV.
Okay. K2TV, W2BOV, and just a comment about the hotel rooms. The times that I was given a hotel room, there were two times in television I vividly remember. Number one, I had a very short turnaround, and they put me up at the Holiday Inn on 57th Street. And the room I had was right on 57th Street. I couldn't sleep worth a darn due to all the traffic. I'm not used to all that traffic noise, you know, having it so quiet out here at night. And the second occasion that I remember, they didn't have any rooms at the Holiday Inn, so they put me up at the Howard Johnson's on 52nd Street and 8th Avenue. And all night long, I was kept awake by the subway trains under the building. So I might as well just have stayed in the lounge and slept there, I guess. But at least I was in a bed, so that was good. Okay. Alrighty, let's continue along here with AC2T. Paul, your turn again. W2BOV.
W2BOV in the group AC2T, fine business on that. I had to do a few things when I was living in Florida. Was sent to Detroit and up into Atlantic City. Had to do a couple of jobs for the company, and well, they were pretty good as far as accommodations was concerned. I know one time we left for Fort Lauderdale. It was about 75, and got into Detroit, and it was so cold my nose froze up when I walked out the door out of the airplane. Anyway, I'm going to have to leave. I did have a phone call, so I got to have to do some things. So let me say 73s to all. Have a good weekend. Hope it don't snow. I hope Bob is right and it won't snow, but I don't know. They're predicting a lot coming this way. It's been changing, you know. Every day they predict a little more. So who knows? Mother Nature could be funny, that's for sure. So 73s all. Have a good weekend. Hopefully we'll see you Monday morning. W2BOB, AC2T, and I'll be clear. And maybe listening for a little while, but I'm going to be gone. Bye.
Hey, thank you, Paul, and have a great weekend. And yeah, we hope it doesn't snow as well. Okay, KC2GNL, Bill, it's over to you for another transmission. And you might as well tack a 73 on the end of it because it's getting near that time. This is W2BLD with CBS Retirees. Go ahead, Bill. K2GNL, are you still with us? Yes, not. Okay, over to N2NBR. John, your turn, and give us 73 on the end, over.
Okay, Bob, let me let this drop. Okay, I neglected to say good morning to everybody. A little late now. good morning, Bob, Alan, Josephine, George, Bob Squared, Paul, and we didn't get GNL's handle there, but anyhow, I'm going to be looking for that channel. We're going to call it the Railroad Channel, right? Alaska, also Alaska being what it is. I can't get over those people wanting that much isolation. It just seems kind of wild. And putting up with no plumbing in the house. I on a temporary weekend basis, if you're camping out with the Boy Scouts or something, that's one thing. But no plumbing would be a major issue. So anyhow, with that, I'll say 73 all around to everyone, and everybody have a good weekend, snow or no snow, and We'll catch you on Monday. W2BOB in the group N2NBR. Saying 7-3.
John, yeah, and, you know, important point is, yes, there's no indoor plumbing, and they do have outhouses because they, there's no indoor plumbing. I can't imagine anyone having to use the outhouse when it's 30 below zero or something along that line. Oh, my goodness. Wow. And, of course, they have no fuel. A lot of them don't have electric. They use generators and batteries. It is isolated, that's for sure. And they love every minute of it. Okay. Alrighty, let's go back up to the top and go through the 73 round again. KC2ZUM to get it, W2BOB.
W2BOB. KC2ZUM. Yeah, they're time. So wish everyone a very good weekend and be careful here with whatever we've got coming this way. They said, they threatened us and said we were going to get a lot up here the other day, and we didn't get that much. We had probably not even an inch, and it hung around on the grass because of the ice. With icy conditions, but other than that, it's all gone. But we'll see what it is. And I kind of like it up here in the snow than when I was in the city for a lot of reasons. And the Department of Highway, the town, the villages, they stay on top of stuff. And we have private the people that take care of the landscape come through and at a certain time and start to clear the parking lot and whatnot, and if people come out and start to dig out their cars and move them, then they actually go through the whole parking lot and remove everything. But it's kind of hard to try to get everybody out at the same time, and I've only seen that once since I've been up here, and that was the last big snowstorm we had last winter, which was up to my waist. And what was so nice was that morning, to have everybody in the development is out here pitching in and helping one another. You know, you dig out your car, then you go help somebody else, and then three and four, and we just all walked around and dug people out, and it was very nice. And then I joked, and I said, why don't we all get together somewhere and have some hot chocolate? But people were more interested in getting back into their units, and it was nice because getting everybody together that you don't see all the time, everybody's running during the week and whatever, and you get caught up in stuff like that. So 7-3 to everyone, and see you next week. W2BOB, KC2ZUM.
Okay, Alan, very good. Have a good weekend. And let's go to Josephine for 73, WA2ZNT, W2BOB.
W2BOB, WA2ZNT, all right. Fast running net this morning, as usual. Very interesting. Okay, so we'll see what we get this weekend and talk about it Monday. And hope it won't be too much. Anyway, 73, and look forward to another session Monday. Have a good weekend, everybody, and don't fall, and stay well and stay warm. W2BOB, WA2ZNT, 73 all. I'll listen out.
Hey, Joe, same to you. Have a good weekend, and we'll look for you again on Monday morning. K2BIE, 73 time, George. Over to you.
Very good, Bob. I'm just sitting down in the chair taking my ease here after having moved that mattress. Boy, that's a beast. Anyway, nice net this morning, and I will echo Josephine's sentiments. Whatever you do, do it with care. Watch your step. Don't fall. And have a good weekend. Stay warm. I am moving in that direction myself, because I'm saying to myself, you know, the South is looking better and better. I think we get one good snowstorm, and I'm going to get pushed right over the edge here and say, well, you know, right after Christmas, we'll just take off and be gone, at least for a little while. It's, you know, you look at this and you say, why do we want to live through this weather? It's not fun anymore. I don't ski anymore. I mean, heck, what do you do is feel cold. Yeah. Anyway, let's stay positive here. Have yourselves a wonderful weekend. Enjoy life. And whatever you do, stay in the warm part of the house. W2BOB in the group, K2BIE saying 73, and adios.
Okay, George, very good. By the way, you don't have to shovel up there, do you? You have maintenance that does that for you?
Well, the big problem is the car. If I pull the car out, they will immediately get a snow plow in there and plow out my space. But getting the car cleaned off and out is my responsibility, and I jealously guard that. But other than that, the boys are wonderful, and they take care of cutting a path to the house. And my God, I did that for 35 years at Lambert Lane, and looking back on it, I'm very glad to have help right now.
I can understand that. Very good. Well, we have an individual with a commercial type, heavy duty snowblower that comes in to do our place, and he does a very good job. So, and he does neighbors on either side of us at the same time, so it works out well. But if it's light snow, and Kathy and I get out and usually do it, as we did with this past snowstorm. It wasn't that deep or anything, but it was heavy snow, and they're predicting more heavy snow for tomorrow. When I say heavy, I mean a lot of water content, which makes it heavy to shovel. So, okay, all the best. You and Joyce have a great weekend, and I echo your sentiments about the weather. Oh, my. AC2T signed. KC2GNL did not respond. Let me try him again. KC2GNL, Bill, if you're still there, 73 times. Okay, nothing heard from him, so let's go to Bob K2TV for 73 times. Bob, over to you.
Okay, Bob, very good, and yes, it's funny, when it snows here, I try to take a picture and either put it on Facebook or send it down to via email to friends and relatives that live in the south, mainly down in Florida, and the word I get from them is, oh, I miss the snow so much. It looks good in the picture. That's all I can say. But they all tell me, oh, I miss the snow so much. I really do miss it. My sister tells me that all the time. She's lived down in Florida for the last 40-some-odd years and down in Fort Lauderdale. And she tells me, oh, I wished I was up there. And I tell her, I wished I was down there. it always looks, the grass always looks greener on the other side. Anyway, everyone have a good afternoon and whatever's left of the morning, and have a good day, and stay out of the snow, and let somebody else do it. And if my son is home tomorrow, I'll let him do the snowblower routine. If not, I'll do it. But hopefully it won't be too wet and heavy that the snowblower doesn't want to know anything about it. It only likes the dry snow, you know, the real cold stuff. Anyway, that's another story. Bob 73, everyone have a good week, and try to get in here as much as I can. W2BOB, K2TV.
Okay, very good, and same to you, and if you do have to use the snowblower, of course, be cautious. And thanks for being with us. It's always good to have you with us, Bob. Okay, that'll do it for this edition of the CBS Retirees News. Oh, not news. Net. Okay. And we'll do it again Monday morning at 9 o'clock. Until then, everyone have a great day today and a good, safe weekend. Stay warm, stay dry, and all the best. W2BOB saying 73, going QRT and returning the frequency to normal use.
Bob, one final comment?
Sure, go ahead, George.
Isn't it funny how distance lends enchantment, huh?
Both said, yes, you're right. But then again, you know, we've been to Florida in warm weather where it was really hot and humid and a lot of bugs, and I think that's, well, my wife got very discouraged about the thought of maybe moving there because she couldn't take the humidity at all. Arizona's a different story, though. It's dry. Well, so is heat out of an oven. Okay, back to you, George.
Well, there must be a happy medium somewhere, Bob, but somehow sitting up here in the cold says, you know, this is nuts. But on the other hand, you know, being down there with the alligators and the bugs would also be nuts. Got to be someplace that's just right. Anyway, have yourself a wonderful weekend. My best to Kathy, and be careful out there. K2BI, you'll be clear in QRT. 73 is Bob.
Okay, George, very good. Same to you. And we'll look for you again on Monday morning. Till then, I'm pulling the switch here. W2BOV is clear.
KC2ZUM disconnected. W2BOV disconnected.
AC2T, AC2T, KA2FBL.
KA2FBL, AC2T, what's up?
Not much, I'm in the car, I'm heading over to do a couple of errands. I'm going to end up at Route 22 and see if we get that phone booth. Are you going to be going out today?
Don't know. I got a few things I have to do, but I'll need something.
Well, I'm not sure when we're going to be able to, you know, go back in there because the weather. I was wondering if you could stop and get that copy machine because we're going to need it, and you never know.
Well, if I go out and I'm around the area, yeah, I'll pick it up.
All right, and that's that material bag. It's like plaid. I keep all of the bags in it. We could use that for the copy machine for now until I get the suitcase. That's like a little wheelie suitcase. This way nobody has to carry anything. But, you know, I'm not sure what the story is going to be, and I was thinking about it. Tomorrow it's supposed to be okay, then rain and ice. Where I am here, I might not get very much at all. I don't know what anyone's going to get. It's kind of up in the air, but, you know, I'm not going to make it down the mountain very well if it ices up. I won't even leave the compound.
I can't blame you there, and like I say, they've been changing the forecast from, I think, hour to hour. The latest I heard up by you where you are, they're claiming maybe 8 to 12, so who knows. And down here it's up to 6 now, so we'll see. And if I can't get it today, I'll definitely get it, you know, maybe Monday or something like that.
All right, no problem. If you can't get it today, though, if you're in the area, see if you can get it, because we don't know what the weekend is going to bring over there. You know, it's not us, it's the others. over here, the weather, from what I've been reading, we're right on the edge, so we could either have moderate or just ice. I don't know how it's going to be. It's colder up here than it is 300 feet under us, so we'll see. All right, I'm making a couple of errands here. I'll give you a call later on. Oh, I'm also calling up the tower company to find out when that base is going to come for the tower. I got these guys ready to start, fracturing the rock and taking the big pieces away, and then they're going to just drill down as far as they can with the template. But I can't do it until I got all the pieces of the base. So I'll let you know later on how that's working out. This is about the time when the tower base should be arriving.
Hey, sounds good. Good luck today. I hope you get that form booth like you wanted. So whatever. And take it slow. You know, if it gets icy or bad up there, just huddle in and, bat in the hatches and stay where you are. Anyway, I should be home, but I should be around. Like I said, if I go out and I'm around there, I will pick it up today. If not, I'll have to leave it till Monday.
Yeah, no problem. Worst comes to worst, I could call Chris and ask Chris to take it and bring it upstairs and tell him to put the bikes inside. He might be better off that way.
Like I said, if I can't get there today, I will definitely, get there Monday, and I'll see Chris and get it from him.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know what the fool is going to start. If they have that thing tomorrow, I don't know if he's going to go ahead and he's going to start a whole ruckus. Although Chris is on our side, so, I'm sure he'll try to put out the fire, but he's not happy with him either. So, we'll see. All right. I'll talk to you later. I'll give you a call when I get back. I'll tell you how I make out with everything.
Hit 73s. Take care and be careful.
Oh, you know me. Careful is my middle name. I don't slip. I don't fall. I don't hurt myself in any way. 73. I'll talk to you later. KA2FBL. I'll be clear.
Must be dreaming. KC2T clear.
KC2ZUM, KC2ZUM, KB2DPB.
KB2BOR, N2IEE. KB2BOR, N2IEE.
Connected K2BIE. K2BIE disconnected.